Mishneh Yom is for Sunday, the 27th day of Kislev, the third day of Hanukkah, Masechta Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishneh Vav. Hamegoreshes Isha v'Hechzira. A man who divorced his wife, then remarried her, and then died without children. Moteres LeYavam. She's permitted to be married by the Yavam, by the brother-in-law, who can Avil has a choice of Yibum or Chemel Enzer, but he can do Yibum. Now, even though at the time that his father divorced his wife, she was Osir then, at that stage to the Yavam, she's called Gerushas Achiv, she's called the divorcee of his brother, and if his brother would have died then, there's no way in the world that he would be able to do Yibum, because it's Eishes Achiv, she wouldn't have been the wife of his brother then, she would have been in a divorcee. Nevertheless, because at the time that her brother died, he was married to her, even though it was a second marriage, she becomes a woman who is zekuka liyibum. She needs yibum. And she's muta. She's permitted to have yibum. And we don't say, maybe this relationship, this zika, comes from the first marriage of his brother. No, we don't say that. Because we say we disregard that first marriage. He is married again now, and he dies in a state of marriage. She's now a genuine yibumah, and his brother can marry her, do Yibum. Rabbi Eliezer says the Mishnah, but there is an arguing opinion from Rabbi Eliezer who says no, who says the Yavam cannot take the Yavama. Why? Because it's a gezerah. We are worried about a case of what's called Yisoyma B'chaye Ha'av. We're worried about a case of an orphan in the life of the father, which we'll explain in this Mishnah soon. B'chein ha-megoresh is ha-yesoma, one who divorces an orphan girl who was married off by her mother or her brother. The kiddushin is midrabbonon. The man married her, then he divorced her. Now, she could have given me, but that's not what happened. He divorced her. Ve'achzira, and then he took her back again. And all this happened, even when she was a ketana or a gedala, it doesn't matter. And then after having remarried the yesoma, this orphan girl, he then died, without children. No children, no descendants. Mutaras liyavam. She too is permitted to be married or have yibum done to her by the brother-in-law, by the surviving brother of the deceased husband. Why? Again, even though his brother divorced her at one stage, but at the time that his brother died, she was his wife. She was the wife of his brother. Okay? That's all we have to look at. What is the situation at the time his brother died? Is she married to him? Right, now there's a mitzvah yibum. Once again, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he cannot do yibum to her. For the same reason, even though she was divorced when she was lektana, it doesn't matter. We are worried about the case of Yisoma B'chaye Ha'av, which everybody will soon see, will say is prohibited to the yibum. And that's the case we're now going to talk about. Ketana shehisia avia viniskarsha. What happens? You have a ketana, a minor, a girl who's under bas mitzvah, and she was married off by her father, which is a proper marriage, right? Minat Torah. Father has the power to marry off any daughter, even for one day old. Viniskarsha. And then she got divorced from her husband while she was all still a ketana. She is ki yesoima b'chaye ha'av. She is now like an orphan in the life of the father, which means that even though the father's alive, we call her, inverted commas, an orphan, because the father has no power over her. Once she's been married and divorced from her husband, that's it. Her father cannot marry off again. That's it. Now, in this situation where you have a ketana married off by her father to Mr. A, Mr. A divorced her, and then retook her again, remarried her, and died without children. Mr. A has a surviving brother, a Yavam. Divrei HaKoil Asur LeYavam. According to everybody, Mr. A who died, his wife cannot have Yibum with the surviving brother. And why is that? And that is because when he divorced her, when Mr. A divorced his wife, that get was absolutely Minat Torah, was a fully fledged get because since her marriage was made by her father, a father has a power to marry off a child, even under bas mitzvah, min ha-Torah. However, the kiddushin, when he took her back again after divorcing her, when the husband took her back, when Mr. A took her back again, well, that's only Mirabonim. Why? Because she's a Ketana still. She's still a minor. The only one who has the power to make a Ketanos Kiddushin Min HaTorah is the father. Once the father, once she's been divorced, and now he, the husband, Mr. A, takes her back again, that's his own Kiddushin, that's Mirabon. And she's out of the Rishus, she's out of the jurisdiction of the father. Now, because of that, let's think. The Kiddushin that he did, the new, when he took her back again, is not powerful, it's only Mirabonim. The Gerushin, the get that he gave before that Kiddushin, was Min HaTorah, was a fully-fledged get. Well, a Kiddushin Mirabonim cannot cancel out the Gerushin, which was Min HaTorah, and for that reason we look at her as if she's still a Gerusha, as still a divorcee of the brother, and we sort of ignore the fact that when he died he was married to her, because that marriage is Mirabonim. And of course, If she is indeed divorced by Mr. A, then Mr. A's brother cannot do Yibum. And that is according to all opinions. And because Rabbi Eliezer was worried about this case, he made a gezeira even in a situation where the kiddushin and the get and was Min HaTorah as well. It was not just the get, but the kiddushin as well, Min HaTorah. He makes because he's worried about this case. So he said, in that case as well, we're not going to let her do yibum. We will say chaletzes. She gives a chalitza and no yibum. Mishnah Zayin. Shnei achin nesuin lishtei achayos yesomos ketanos. We have two brothers married to two sisters, who were married when they were orphans, and they were not married by their father, were married off by their mother or brother, which means that their kiddushin is midrabanan. Right, so they're married, two sisters are married to two brothers. The marriage is midrabanan, because it was only done by the mother or the brother of the orphan girls. Umeis baila shel achas mehen. And the husband of one of the two sisters dies without children. Well, now we've got the other brother, or the brother of the deceased husband, needs to be concerned. Does he need to do yibum or chalitza? And the answer is teitzei mishum achesisha. She is out of this. She's no zikah. There's no connection now at all with the surviving brother. She doesn't have to have yibum or chalitza, even though her marriage was only midrabanan. It will exempt her from having Yibum or Chalitza, because she is the sister of the wife of the Yavam. It's called Achos Isha. Achos Isha is considered an Aroyos. We call this Achos Isha, even though, as we said before, it's on Mirabonon, the marriage, no need to do Yibum or Chalitza. V'chein shtei chershes. Same thing would apply with two deaf and mute women. They can't hear or speak. Their kiddushin is also only midrabanan. So even if they're adults, but they're chershes, they're deaf and mute. If they got married to two brothers, and one of the brothers died without children, again, that wife, that widow, is exempt, does not need any yibum machalitza. She is called achos isha. She's called the sister of the wife of the surviving brother. The surviving brother does not have any obligation, no connection, no mitzvah of yibum machalitza at all, because there is this arroyos of achos isha. She's called the sister of his wife, albeit midrabanan. But remember that both were midrabanan. Both sisters were midrabanan. So one was not stronger than the other. Therefore, the achos isha that exists is strong enough to remove any zikah, to remove any connection of yibum. That's it. She can go off and get married, or wait till she becomes an adult and gets married, but nothing more needed. But now we're going to talk about where it gets a little bit more complicated, because one of the kiddushins are going to be midrabanan and one midaraisa. So let's say we have two sisters, one's Rachel and one's Leah. Rachel is the ketana and Leah is the gedola. And let's say they got married. Rachel is married to Shimon. Leah's married to Reuven, so that's easier. Reuven is married to the older sister, and Shimon is married to the younger sister. Again, it's two brothers to two sisters, but with a different level of strength of marriage. Gedolah Ketanah, says the Mishnah. We have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, married to Leah and Rachel, two sisters. Reuven and Leah's marriage is min ha-Torah. There's a firm binding marriage min ha-Torah. Shimon and Rachel's is only a marriage min rabbanan. Now, meis bala shel ketana. The husband of the younger one dies. Who's the husband of the younger one? Let's call it, we called him Shimon. Right, so Shimon dies, leaving his wife Rachel as a widow. Rachel is, of course, a sister of Leah. Leah's married to Reuven. And Reuven now does not have to worry about Yibum HaChalitza. Rachel does not need Yibum HaChalitza at all. Teitzei haKtana mishamachas isha. The Ktana, this younger one, let's call the Rachel, this Rachel, who is the widow now, because Shimon died, Rachel does not have to worry a bit, nothing. Doesn't have to worry about Reuven doing Yibum HaChalitza to her. She's called the sister of his wife. She's Achas Isha. And that's one of the rois. It's an immediate exemption. That's it. But, Meis Baila Shel Gedoila, what happens if the husband of the older girl dies? So Reuven was married to Leah. So Reuven dies. And now Leah, his wife, Leah is the widow, now has to be concerned with Yibum and Chalitza. What are we going to do now? So Rabbi Eliezer says, the best way to handle the situation is as follows. Malamdin es haktana shetmoin bai. We tell Rachel, please Rachel, we want you to give miyun to Shimon, your husband. Get out of the marriage. Not with a get. Just say you refuse him. And by doing so, you uproot your marriage with him, right? That's what Miyun does. She's still a ketana. She can do that. Miyun uproots it and makes it as if she was never married to Shimon ever. That will allow Leah, the older sister, to now have Yibum that Shimon can now marry her under the laws of Yibum. Why? Because she's not a ches ishta. She's not the sister of his wife. Ah, but he was married to, wasn't he married to Rachel? Yeah, but Rachel is out of the picture. Rachel isn't, it's as if he's never married to Rachel. That's what Miyun does. And why is it necessary to do this? It's necessary, Rabbi Eliezer says, we teach the Ketana to do Miyun, because the Zika, the connection of the older Yavama, of the older widow, is min ha-Torah. And it's powerful, because Reuven died here. And Reuven's marriage to Leah was min ha-Torah, and therefore, there is a fully fledged zika connection of Yibum on Shimon to do the mitzvah of Yibum to her. But what's stopping it is the fact that she's Achos Isha, but the Achos Isha is only midrabanan, and it's not strong enough, therefore, to remove the zika min ha-Torah. The connection of Yibum min ha-Torah cannot be removed by a marriage which is only midrabanan. In his marriage, Shimon's marriage to Rachel, remember, was only midrabanan. So the only way we can handle this situation is simply telling Rachel, give miyun to Shimon. That means it's as if you had never been married to him, and that'll allow Shimon to do Yibum to Leah and marry her. Well, why can't he just divorce the Ketana? Why can't Shimon just give a get? No, he can't do that. If Shimon gives a get instead of Miyun, instead of Rachel doing Miyun, if he gives a get to Rachel, he'll never be able to do Yibum to Leah, to the older one, because Leah will then be called Achos Gerusha, the sister of a woman he's divorced. And if he gives Chalitza to the older one, to Leah, then he will not be able to stay married to Rachel anyway. Because she will now then be what's called Achos Chalutza. So the best way to handle this is give Miyun, get out of this marriage, and he'll allow to be married to, and he can do Yibum to Leah, to his brother's wife, his deceased brother's wife. That's the first opinion. Rabban Gamliel argues. Rabban Gamliel Omer, he says, Imeana meana. Okay, look, if she did give Miyun, If Rachel chose to do Miyun, that's fine. And what's his name? And Shimon will go and do Yibum to Leah, to the older sister. She's no longer Achas Ishta. Okay, if that happens. But Ve'im Lav, let's say Rachel doesn't want to do Miyun. She doesn't want to get out of the husband and say, I refuse to marry you. Then what we suggest is, Tamtin Ad Shetagdel, let Rachel wait. Just wait until she grows and becomes bat mitzvah. And then will get Shimon to live with her. If Shimon lives with Rachel after she's bas mitzvah, that consummates the marriage, making it min ha-Torah, not just min rabbanon. And then automatically, Leah, the widow, will be totally exempt from any yibum or chalitza problems because she is a fully fledged achosisha, mishum achosisha. She'll be called the sister of his wife, and there's no difference anymore with the strength of that achosisha against the yibum, because now Shimon is properly married to Rachel. That's why Ram Gimel says, wait, do that. Why does Rav Gimliel hold this? Rav Gimliel argues with Rabbi Eliezer, he holds, that the zika of the yibum is not strong enough to prohibit the younger sister, which is his wife. And therefore he says, if she doesn't give yimun, miyun, it's not a problem, it's not an issue. She can stay with him until she grows up. She can stay with him. And once she grows up, then he lives with her, and then that completely allows Leah to go and get married. She can get whoever she wants. She's out of the zika of yibum, whatsoever, out of the connection. So that's the second opinion. Now comes the third opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Iloi al ishtoi v'iloi al eshesachiv." Woe to his wife. Meaning, woe to Rachel, the younger one, and woe to the older one, the widow of his brother, Leah. He loses both of them. Why? Moitzis ish to beget. Rabbi Shua says he has to give a get to his wife, Veshesachim v'chalitza. And he gives chalitza to the wife of his brother, namely to Leah, and that's it. And he loses both. He can't have any of them. What's the reason? Rabbi Yeshua holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that marriage, continuing being married to Shimon to Rachel is a problem. That is a problem. Why? Because the zika of the yibum is strong enough to prohibit his marriage now to the ketana. There is a zika. There is a connection now to the wife of his older brother, to the widow of his older brother. That's a problem. And therefore, what should he do? Whereas Rabbi Eliezer said, give miyun, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't like that solution. He says, Chachamim don't like it when a woman gives miyun, refuses. We don't encourage that for various reasons. One reason, because we don't want, she might have charot, she might regret doing it later on when she grows up. Oh, why did I refuse staying married to him? Rabbi Yeshua says, keep away from miyun. What should happen is Shimon divorces his wife, gives a get to Rachel. Once he gives a get to Rachel, so she's free, now she can get married, but he can't stay married to her because of the zik of the sister married to the older brother. Ve'eshes achiv b'chalitza. And he has to give chalitza to the wife of his brother, to the Avoma, to Leah. The Yevimtoi, he has to give chalitza. But he can't do Yibum. And why can't he do Yibum? Because he divorced the sister. He divorced. And because he divorced the sister, meaning he divorced his wife, Rachel, that immediately puts a category of Achos Gerushasai on Leah. Leah is now called the Achos Gerushasai. She's the sister of a man, of a woman that he gave divorce to. And the halacha is that you're not allowed to marry the Achos Grusha. You're not allowed to marry the Achos Grushasai. So therefore, he says, Rabbi Shua says, woe to him for his wife and woe to the wife of his brother. They both lose out having Shimon. Shimon can't have any of them. Rabbi Eliezer, however, doesn't agree with this. As we said before, Rabbi Eliezer, the first opinion says, yes, the Chachamim generally frowned upon miyun, and they did not recommend it. But when there is a mitzvah, like in this situation, it's a mitzvah that we can tell her to do miyun, because that will allow her sister, Leah, to be able to have yibum, then we'll teach her and we'll tell her to do miyun. And in fact, that is the halacha. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, as we said before, in such a situation where the older brother had died, leaving behind Leah, the sister, we would tell the younger sister or Rachel, go and give miyun to Shimon, and then that clears the path for Shimon to do yibum to Leah, the widow of his older brother. And the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer.